ConocoPhillips says it's reviewing spending in Alaska a month after the legislature passed Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax reform. The tax cut is worth billions of dollars to oil companies in Alaska. ConocoPhillips executives talked about the state's new tax regime during their annual meeting and an analyst's presentation earlier this week. Alaska Dispatch reporter Pat Forgey tuned into those discussions and joins me now. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Ellen.
So what was the biggest takeaway from the ConocoPhillips meeting and the presentation this week?
It's going to be difficult for Alaska to get new spending up here. Conoco's got a lot of things they want to spend money on elsewhere in the world, and we're going to be competing with them for those projects, that investment.
Was this a foreseen outcome of this tax reform? I mean, I think the assumption all along was if they got the tax lowered, then they would invest more in Alaska. Is that what was that? What was on your mind?
That was what the proponents definitely said, but I'm not sure if it was just a hope or whether they had anything behind that, but this meeting certainly indicates it's going to be tough.
So where else did they mention investing that would be more profitable?
They've been looking at a lot of oil shale plays, the Permian, Bakken, and Eagle Ford shales, Canadian oil sands, Malaysia, Gulf of Mexico, they're especially excited in. Lots of places they've got to spend money at.
What did the executive say about paying out shareholder dividends?
That's a very important part of what that company is now. They pay a very high dividend, over 4%, and they promised that they would keep that up, and their growth is geared towards doing that, towards making sure they've got a lot of cash available to pay dividends.
Did the Alaska oil tax cut come up during the meeting?
It didn't come up at all during the annual meeting, and they never actually brought it up during the analyst meeting. Eventually, one of the analysts asked about it, and they definitely sounded like they'd like to invest more in Alaska, but whether they'll be able to, whether it'll meet their investment hurdles, it's hard to say.
Pat Forgey is a Juneau-based reporter for Alaska Dispatch.